Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Ken from PGC. When I prepare for the filming of the sermon for this Sunday, I notice that today, Thursday, April 22nd, 2021, is the annual Earth Day. The global theme for Earth Day 2021 is Restore Our Earth. We all heard about a saying that the Earth is sick, which quite matches our situations today in this pandemic all over the world. However, not only we have pandemic, but there are also problems with air pollution, water pollution, nuclear pollution, and so on and so forth. When God created the earth, He gave us a mandate to protect this world. And obviously, we didn't do a very good job. And because of sin, not only the earth was cursed, but man is also spiritually departed from God. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, He gave us Christians a great commission. He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." As Jesus' disciples, we need to follow Him, learn to be like Him, and lead others to Him. In response to the Lord's great commission, PGC vision statement is to glorify God as a cell-based church, passionately multiplying disciples locally and worldwide. I hope you could memorize this. About a month ago, I shared with you the sermon theme to be a disciple from your heart. I introduced the importance of discipleship training and the discipleship training process designed by PGC. Today, I will introduce to you another important direction of the PGC discipleship strategy, and that is life influencing life, mentoring from your heart. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus, denying himself and takes up the cross every day to follow the Lord. To be a disciple of the Lord, you must practice six spiritual disciplines. The first, spend time with the Master. For example, practice your daily devotion. Second, live in the Word, read your Bible. Third, pray in faith. So you attend your worship and also to pray for intercession. Fourth, fellowship with believers. So join the cell group. Fifth, witness to the world. So share the gospel with your friends and relatives. Sixth, minister to others. For example, you serve in the church. This is illustrated by the disciple's cross in the Master Life discipleship training process, which I described to you in my last sermon. Yes, when we decided to believe in Jesus, we will become the disciples of the Lord. But the spiritual maturity of a disciple's life is not a sudden change, but rather a process. The church describes the following stages in the spiritual growth of a person. Let's look at this diagram. The first stage of discipleship is oikos, which is a Greek word for family and friends. So in this case, we refer to the non-believers. When the non-believers accepted Christ as a personal savior, they will become connecting disciples. As they build the faith in God's word and involve in the church, the connecting disciples will become growing disciples. And as growing disciples become more spiritually mature, they will become multiplying disciples who will be church leaders and also multiply other disciples. True disciples do not happen just by accident or spontaneously. It is through intentional discipleship training towards spiritual maturity. The PGC discipleship training strategy has two important directions. One is the church design process, and the second is on mentoring, which I will talk more about today. And that is life influencing life, developing one-to-one spiritual relationship. The first direction is the discipleship process designed by the church. And this is what we have done throughout the years. According to the spiritual maturity of brothers and sisters, the church will encourage them to participate in different meetings or spiritual disciplines. So let us take a look at this diagram to see what kind of resources PGC designed to help disciples grow in different stages. So to help the oikos, the non-believers, to be connecting disciples, a church provides Gospel Sunday, Gospel events. We have Alpha Course. We also have a book that called A Whole New You, which you can use for personal evangelism. And also we have the beaded cross change. You can use it as a present to the non-believers. The key milestone is for the non-believers to accept Christ as a personal savior. To help the connecting disciples to become growing disciples, we have the Rooted in Eternity New Believer Follow-Up, which is a one-to-one follow-up for new believers. We have the Victory in Christ to help the connecting disciples to deal with their old self. We encourage them to join the cell group, to practice daily devotion through the Listening to God Bible Reading and Devotion Program. We encourage them to attend worship, Sunday school, and the key milestone is for them to receive baptism. And to help the growing disciples to become multiplying disciples, we have opportunities for them to serve in cell and also in the church. We provide them with ministry training, one-on-one mentoring, a Master Life Discipleship Training program, and the milestone is for them to become PGC members. And to further help the multiplying disciples to grow, we ask them to be mentors, to be cell group leaders, Sunday school teachers, elders, deacons, and they could also further their knowledge in theology by studying in a seminary or engage in short-term mission. So the process does not end with multiplying disciples. Multiplying disciples will go and preach the gospel and also help the new disciples to grow, and the process will repeat. The second direction of PGC discipleship training strategy is mentoring, which is the intentional part of the process to establish one-to-one spiritual relationships through life-influencing life. The discipleship committee of the church will arrange suitable life mentors for brothers and sisters who are willing to receive discipleship training. The commitment is for 1 year. So during the year, the mentor and the mentee will meet regularly. The mentor will set up spiritual discipline according to the circumstances and need of the mentee. Not only will the mentor care about the spiritual growth of the mentee, but also care about the mentee's whole person, including their family, the marriage, the work, and ministry, etc. Of course, the mentee does not just receive unilaterally. The mentor also needs the support and encouragement of the mentee, and they learn to be disciples together. After 1 year, the mentee and the mentor, they can renew or stop the discipleship covenant. Our hope is that the mentee will also become a mentor to mentor other brothers and sisters. So if you want to know more about discipleship and mentoring, I encourage you to read these books. These three books have the most influence on me. The first book is The Disciples' Cross for Master Life by Reverend Avery Willis. It helps me to understand that discipleship training is not an additional spiritual discipline, but rather it is strengthening the different aspects of our spiritual life. The second book is A Certain Kind by Pastor Edmund Chung, and it emphasizes the importance of intentional discipleship training. Pastor Chung will also be the speaker for IDMC, Intentional Disciple Making Church Conference, and the one for 2021 will be held in early June, and I encourage all of you to attend. And the third book is on mentoring by Professor Anthony Chen. It's about how to promote discipleship life disciplines through one-to-one mentoring. Unfortunately, this book is only available in Chinese version, but if you're interested, I can translate the key points to you in English. So why is it important to promote mentoring for discipleship training? Well, first, mentoring is a biblical model. The Bible never mentions this discipleship training in the form of classroom training. On the other hand, the Old and the New Testament have many examples of mentoring. Well, for example, Moses and Joshua, Naomi and Ruth, Elijah and Elisha, Jesus and the 12 disciples, Barnabas and Paul and Timothy. The relationship between Paul and Timothy has become a model of discipleship training in the church. Paul often referred to Timothy as his spiritual son, and Paul's last epistle in the Bible was also written to Timothy. The common point of these examples is that the mentor and the mentees, they live together, they serve together, and they face difficulty and challenges together. This allows the disciples to learn from actual experience and not just talks on paper. And the second importance of mentoring is on the cultivation of personal character. Most churches today do disciple training in the form of courses, which are very effective in knowledge transfer, but the effect is not obvious in the cultivation of the disciples' personal character. The transfer of knowledge alone lacks the watching over and accountability. Well, this is the essence of mentoring. The third importance of mentoring is in the development of spiritual leaders. Today, the church desperately needs leaders. And more importantly, we need spiritual leaders. The most important quality of a spiritual leader is not biblical knowledge, talent, or leadership. It is the obedience to God's word and also the heart to do God's will. These qualities cannot be trained in a seminary. Spiritual leaders is born from another spiritual leader. Well, not physically, but it's life-influencing life. Mentoring can produce spiritual leaders who have deep relationship with God. Well, let me share my own examples in mentoring. Thank God for preparing different life mentors in my Christian life. And one of them is Dr. Ted Ying Wong. I call him T.Y. I emigrated from Hong Kong to Toronto in 1985 and attended the Chinese Gospel Church, our mother church in Chinatown around Dundas and Spadina. I met T.Y. there. He and I were born in the same year, only that he's a few months older than me. When I first came to Canada, everything was new to me. I have no friend. Plus, I just left my fiancée Jessie in Hong Kong, so I felt very lonely and lost. Brother T.Y. often invited me to eat at his home, and then we have sharing. He encouraged me to practice daily devotion and read the Bible more. He invited me to be his assistant teacher in Sunday school and gave me the opportunity to learn how to teach. He even took me to visit the non-believers and share the gospel with them, gradually helping me to be more committed in the church. We participated in the church planting of Grace Chinese Gospel Church, a mother church in 1990, and we served in different positions of GCGC together. For the past 30 years, we have experienced many changes in our life, getting married, having children, raising up children, ministry direction, and even facing adversity and suffering. Although there are not many opportunities for us to meet after the planting of PGC, just by knowing that we are still serving God faithfully in different places will make us fill with gratitude. I want to thank Brother T.Y. for his support and encouragement in the past and walking with me in part of my life journey. Brothers and sisters, have you ever built a deep spiritual relationship with other brothers and sisters in your Christian life? I encourage you to participate in a PGC mentoring program to establish a deep relationship with your mentors or your mentee. But not every mentor and mentee relationship will be successful. A successful mentoring requires the following conditions. The first is the qualification of mentees. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, he said, "And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So a mentee should be fat, F-A-T. Well, not physically, but F-A-T stands for faithful, available, and teachable. So what is faithful? It also means reliable. So mentee should take it seriously to complete spiritual disciplines assigned by the mentor. And it will not be absent in the mentor-mentee meeting casually. Mentees will practice daily devotion, reading the Bible, meeting with a mentor regularly, worshiping and sharing the gospel with non-believers. For able or available, the mentees are willing to sacrifice. The important qualification of a mentee is not how much knowledge and talent they have. There are many talented Christians nowadays, but they are not willing to sacrifice for the Lord. Disciples of Jesus must be willing to manage their time, use their time wisely, and even give up entertainment or time for rest to receive discipleship training. Last but not least, T stands for teachable. So mentee, they can be taught and they can also teach others. Mentees should not be proud. They should learn with humility and obey the teachings of the Lord together with the mentor. There's a saying that said, a leader who only knows how to lead but does not know how to obey, they cannot be a true leader. And this is very true. A mentee should also be able to teach others. Discipleship training is passed on continuously from generation to generation. The mentee should be willing to be the mentor of others, helping them to become disciples of the Lord. The second criteria of successful mentoring is the qualification of the mentors. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14 to 17, and Paul said, "I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church." So what are the qualifications of mentors? First, they need to have a heart of a parent. Discipleship training is not a course, but rather a relationship. Through a loving relationship between people, we develop a loving relationship with the Lord Jesus. Although the church of Corinth was a church full of problems, and the Christians in the Corinthian church, they made many mistakes. But Paul still revealed his heart for them as a spiritual father. Well, yes, he wrote some harsh words for them in the letter, but his purpose was not to shame them, but rather to warn them and hope to bring them back to Christ. It's just like our own children. No matter how many wrong things they made or they have done, we as parents, we still love them and hope that they will return someday. In discipleship training, the mentor's love for the mentee can be expressed through caring and admonition. Not only the mentor will care for the mentee's spiritual growth, but also for their physical health and other needs. Second qualification of the mentor is to live out God's word. The content of discipleship training is mainly teaching of the Bible and sharing of life. It must be based on the Bible and not on the mentor's personal outlook of life, their worldview, or other knowledge. So the mentor must first obey the word of God in their own life before they can teach others. Last but not least, the mentor need to be a role model for others. Today, some Christian teachers or even the pastors, they only teach Bible knowledge. And they ask the student not to follow their example, but just to follow the example of Jesus or Paul. We are afraid that others will see us as role models because there is a lot of pressure on us. Or we think people may misunderstand us, that we are arrogant. But Paul asked the Corinthians to imitate him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 16, Paul said, "I urge you, be imitators of me." So is Paul proud? Well, he's not. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." So not that Paul has anything good for others to imitate. He just an imitator of Jesus. The key to discipleship training is life influencing life. Mentors will not only share their successful experience with the mentees, but also share their failure to help the mentees understand how they can repent and return by the grace of God. PGC has promoted the mentoring program for more than a year now. We have invited more than 20 brothers and sisters to become mentors in the Cantonese and English congregation. In the first phase, we arrange mentors for the cell leaders, interns, and church leaders and mentees, and train them to become mentors for the other brothers and sisters. In future cell gathering, I hope you would share the following response questions. First, after you became a Christian, is there another Christian beside your family member who has helped you in your spiritual growth and established a deep spiritual relationship with you? If you have, please share your experience. The second response question is, do you want to have a mentor to walk with you in your life journey? In what way do you hope he or she can help you grow spiritually? So brothers and sisters, do you want to be a disciple who earnestly follow the Lord? Please pray for yourself in the coming week. If God moves you to participate in the PGC mentoring program, I hope you could talk to Milton or Pastor Ian. You could be a mentor or you could be a mentee, and they will make the arrangement for you. I don't know of many English gospel songs, but there's one that touches my heart. The song "Find Us Faithful" was sang by Steve Green, a famous American Christian music singer. Over his 45-year career, Green has been honored as a 4-time Grammy Award nominee, 7-time Dove Award winner, and was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2017. He has had 13 number one songs and has sold over 3 million albums. Green once talks about his inspirations of the song "Find Us Faithful." He once talked to a sister in Christ whose father was suddenly called to heaven by God. She had grown up with a godly father who had taught her many lessons, including the lessons that everything that we have is from God, including our money. This sister told him that while she knew this, but when she looked at her father's checkbook left behind, she saw how he had really practiced what he had shared. She was amazed at the number of missionaries and ministries he has supported in addition to his own church. Brothers and sisters, what will you leave behind if you pass away today? Is it money or possessions or a godly legacy that draws others to the Savior? Let us be a true disciple and also make disciples for the Lord from generation to generation. And may the fire of the gospel continue to spread until Jesus returns. Let us sing the hymn, Find Us Faithful, together.